I think a lot of us have had a roller coaster ride in the last few months. For some of us, maybe even the last few years. But today, I do want to just encourage someone to really think about how you can work differently in 2021 so that you can see even greater success. And I do want to say to you, as someone that started my own business with children in tow, on a small budget of just £100, things are possible, but you do have to have a certain mindset. And what I'm going to say to you today will be for you to really take into account when you're making your decisions. But also, I would really encourage you to think about what you've done so far in your business and whether or not any of these pointers have been relevant when you've been making decisions. Because some of the things that I guide my clients around include clarity. So making sure, you know, when you're making decisions, you're clear on what you're doing. Also, rationale. Really understanding why you are making a decision. And if it's an informed decision, that's great. But if it's just off the cuff or because you've seen a shiny object, you're not usually that good. And then thinking as well about, you know, how you reflect and review your activities in your business, whether you are holding yourself accountable or you're working with someone like myself or another coach to help you work your way through what you're doing. It's important that you consider some of these ideas. So one of the first things I think I want to really say to you is if you're in business, let's make sure we've got some clear cut goals for you, whether it's going to be January or whether it's going to be, you know, January to March or a whole 6 month plan or even a 3 year plan. Doesn't matter. Just make sure you've got something that you're working towards. And I guess that kind of leads me on nicely to the first point, which is around whether or not you've got a vision. And I'm not talking about a vision statement, you know, one or two lines, you know, a paragraph or so. I'm talking about an entire document, something that actually can direct you in terms of really understanding where you're going to go in your business this year. And I think when you begin to write that and when you begin to thrash out your ideas, either by yourself or with members of your team, what you're going to get is clarity on the direction in which you're going, okay? And you're going to be looking at, I guess, the future of your business, your brand, your resources that you're using, and even the way that you actually run the operational side of your business. So I would definitely say start off by looking at your vision. Where are you actually going as a company? And whether you produce that as a two-sided document, a one-sided document, even a seven-page document, it's entirely up to you. But I would just say be realistic when you're compiling that document. It doesn't need to be an entire, you know, 16-sheet document, but it's your business and you're the boss of your business. So write as much as you need to ensure that you've thought about where you're going as a business this year. The other thing I would definitely direct you to is if you haven't already thought about this, you definitely want to be reminding yourself and even your stakeholders and people that work with you and your partners, etc. Why are you actually in business? Why have you started your business? Why did you start your business? You know, why do you do the things you do in your business? And then think about and actually document what you are here to do, right? What are you in business to do? And I don't want you to be generic with that statement. I want you to be as specific as possible and really think about even the customers you plan to serve this year or even this quarter. And really also think about, you know, what you feel makes you special, what you feel makes you different. And really look at what you're here to do with that difference to that audience, right? And how you're going to transform or change people's lives, worlds, beliefs, etc. Think about that, because it's a really key area of your business. And I think a lot of us overlook that because we're not actually thinking through deep enough, as I said, with a kind of angle of where is my business headed? So once you've considered, you know, where am I going? And you thought about your vision and you've written out some paragraphs around that, I do want you to think about where you're going. What's your mission? Yeah. Why are you doing what you're doing? And, you know, if you want to document the kinds of challenges your customers face or maybe the experiences that they have that might lead them to you, I think you should include that also within this section. So looking at your mission is about your why and understanding really your purpose, what you believe you're called to do. Another point I think would be worthwhile looking at as well is strategy. And you know, I'm all about strategy and direction setting. So if you've set yourself a goal, you know, you've got to have a strategy in terms of looking at how you're going to get from where you are now to achieving that goal. And then you've got to look at like the tactics, what you're actually going to implement to help you achieve that strategy. But the point I'm looking at now is the strategy itself. So actually looking at what strategy you might need to implement to get you from point A to point D, right? Or point A to point Z, however you decide to look at the situation. And you really want to document in a way that you can understand how you are going to use this strategy, okay, to actually get or try to get outcomes for what you're trying to do in your business this year. All right. So you need to have a strategy. You need to have a game plan. You really want to be thinking through, what can I do? What do I need to put in place? Even look at, resources. What might you need to look at in terms of additional resources that you may need to actually help you achieve that? And then I want you to think through your values. So I often talk about core values and what you stand for. And, whether you're a personal brand or a business brand, most of us actually have a set of core values. Some of us haven't detailed what they are for various reasons. But today I'm going to actually encourage you, before we get deep into the year, think about your core values. Who are you? What do you stand for? What would you not stand for? And in the way that you conduct your business and the way that your brand aligns with other brands, whether it's a supplier, whether it's a potential client, whether it's a collaboration, whether it's even media coverage, right? Your core values are going to place a real importance on what you're doing and the way in which you're conducting your business this year. So you really want to be thinking about who you desire to be, who you desire to show up as, whilst you're trying to fulfill that vision that you've actually set out. Okay. And so think about your core value. Just write down some keywords. What would you say? How would you describe yourself? And I'm not saying do an exercise where you go on Facebook or Instagram and ask people to describe you. I'm suggesting you describe yourself, right? Who are you? How do you want to show up? What are you about? And think about also your kind of business personality and how you're going to conduct yourself this year. And then another point I want to raise, which I raised earlier, was the importance of reflecting and monitoring. So do think about how you're going to do that this year. Make sure you've made time. If you've got my planner, my brand and marketing planner, then make sure you've detailed within that the dates when you're going to be doing your monitoring. This again is down to you. If you're not someone that wants to monitor or look at analytics, that's fine. But I would say either outsource it to someone to do for you, or try to get used to doing that, because when it comes to making informed decisions based on rationale, I would definitely say the monitoring is what actually helps you to do that properly by looking at your data, your insights, your analytics, buyer behaviors, patterns in consumption. These kinds of things are going to help you understand your customers more, but also guide you when it comes to, even what content to post and what platforms you should be showing up on. So make some time to actually monitor and reflect. And then the final point, which I think definitely needs to be detailed here, is make sure you've put some priority on your mindset and your self-care, okay? Because I know that, as I said, in the last few months, many of us have gone through quite a bit. We've been shaken by the events that have happened globally. And I think that if it would be unfair for me not to remind you that whilst I'm talking about, strategy and vision and mission and, setting goals and looking at outcomes and getting into routines and reflecting, one of the things that you need to definitely make a priority this year is your self-care and your mindset. I'm going to start with mindset first, because I feel it's foundation to the success of your business. A lot of us are not wired for success, and I mean that politely. We talk about being in business, we talk about, I'm going to start a business, I'm in business, but we're not actually wired for making time to grow our business. We're not actually wired for investing in our business, whether it comes to, spending time with a coach or reading a book or even just watching some free YouTube videos. We are not disciplined enough to do that. So in 2021, I want you to really think about, are you wired for success? Do you need to actually, perhaps download some podcasts, watch a few videos, maybe even look at a few of my YouTube trainings that I've got on my Insight to Marketing page? What do you need to do in terms of wiring or even rewiring your mindset for success this year? And write that down, because I'm sure you might know of some of the things you need to do and change. It could even just be your morning routine. Maybe you're not a morning person. It could be that you want to adapt a routine that improves your productivity in the evenings or at the weekends. But whatever you do, you need to look at some habits that are going to make sure that the way you think and the way that you show up is always aiming for, success. Okay. And yeah, there are going to be challenges, there are going to be issues along the way, but having a mindset for success means that, yes, when those challenges come, you do your very best to look at the positive in that situation. Okay. And the self-care angle is definitely about making sure you make time for yourself. And I'm not talking about setting a bubble bath and going off to a spa. I'm talking about simple things, you know, drinking more water, something that I'm going to commit to this year. And I'm actually going to probably document my journey as well on my stories. So look out for that. But, you know, drinking water, walking more, taking time out for yourself, listening to music, cooking, doing creative things as a way of therapy. You know, taking time out for you and actually being selfish and saying no to things that don't serve you and removing toxic people, toxic things, toxic media from your timeline, from your life, from your phone book, if necessary, to ensure that you can have a fruitful year ahead. So I hope you've enjoyed today's audio and do let me know whether or not you would like me to cover anything else. You can send me an email, look at the caption in this audio and you'll see exactly where to shoot that email off to. But for me, I just want to take this time to say you can do what you want to do this year. And I don't want you to be distracted by things, people, scenarios, or even what's going on in the media. With the right discipline, the right focus, a success mindset, and some of the things that I've mentioned in today's audio, you'll be on the right path. So please do continue to be great. And yeah, stay in touch. If you need anything, that hashtag is Ask I2M. Take care. Bye.